This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There's some good news about air quality in Boulder County following the Marshall Fire. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Since the fire, federal researchers have driven a van around the burn scar to monitor for air toxics. Their worry was the remains of so many buildings could release harmful chemicals. But early results show pollution is about what you'd expect in any urban neighborhood. Health officials say they're still monitoring for tiny particulates that can be dangerous. Snow has kept the ashes pinned to the ground so far, but that could change as the weather dries out. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Federal funds totaling more than $720,000 will go towards reducing wildfire risk in southern Colorado. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The project is designed to thin vegetation and clean up tree and plant debris on public and private lands in the southern Front Range watershed over the next 3 years. It affects Pueblo, Custer, Huerfano, and Los Animas counties. The agencies involved say the goal is to decrease the potential for large, fast-moving fires and protect more than 12,000 people in the area, along with improving forest health and wildlife habitat, restoring forest ecosystems, and protecting water quality. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The federal government plans to capture more wild horses on public land this year than ever before. The Bureau of Land Management says it will try to remove at least 19,000 horses and burros from around the country this year. Critics say it's a continuation of a decades-old policy that kowtows to ranchers who don't want horses competing with livestock. But the National Cattlemen's Beef Association argues the annual roundups help bring overpopulated herds into balance with the environment. This is CPR News and KRCC. Please be careful on those slick roads, those slick sidewalks too. Up next, it's Fresh Air.